your Bibles to Matthew chapter 2. There's a lot of scripture that I'm going to read today, but I want to introduce this passage of scripture and the sermon title as being Missing Christmas. Which king do you think missed Christmas? There was a king who missed Christmas. As we look at this, I'll read this passage of scripture here in just a moment. But I want to liken it to a story that you've heard many, many times before. Now, this is not original with me, at least how I'm introducing this. But I did like the way it was introduced. And I want to share with you a story about Whoville and the Grinch. Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot. But the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. Later in that book by Dr. Seuss, he writes, and they're hanging their stockings, the Grinch is saying, and they're hanging their stockings, he snarled with a sneer. Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here. Then he growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming, I must find some way to stop Christmas from coming. And so the Grinch became a thief that night. The presents were in his sight as he slithered his way down to Whoville for a single purpose, to steal. Now, I want you to look at this passage of scripture here in Matthew. Chapter 2, verses 1 through 23. I am going to start reading. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, my guy from the east arrived in Jerusalem saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah. For out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the child. And when you have found him, report to me, so that I too may come and worship him. After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star, which they had seen in the east, went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshiped him. Then, opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way. Now when they had gone, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him. So Joseph got up and took the child and his mother while it was still night, and left for Egypt. He remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then when Herod saw that he had been tricked by the Magi, he became very enraged and sent and slew all the male children who were in Bethlehem and all its vicinity from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the Magi. Then what had been spoken through Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. A voice was raised or was heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and she refused to be comforted because they were no more. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." So Joseph got up, took the child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he had heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judah in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Then after being warned by God in a dream, he left for the regions of Galilee and came and lived in a city called Nazareth. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophets, "He shall be called a Nazarene." Now I know what you're thinking. Why do you start off with the Grinch in Whoville? Well, it is to come and compare that story to Bethlehem and Herod. The Grinch lived on a hill overlooking Whoville. He could look down in the valley. Herod lived on a mountaintop palace 3 miles away from Bethlehem. He could see all around. He could see the territory all around. It was a strategic point. Some scholars have even said that that strategic location was so massive in structure that it could house 1,000 soldiers. It was a fortified place, strategically atop the mountain, so he could look out and see if there were any imposing forces that were coming. Herod, just as the Grinch, lived on a hill. Herod heard the sound of a coming king. It wasn't a great noise from the people. It started as a whisper among them, but he heard it nonetheless. And this sound of this news troubled Herod greatly. So what did he do? He called all the scholars. He got the chief priests. He brought every one of him, and he wanted them to do a study, or he wanted to pick their brains as to what was really going on about this child, or where this child, this new king, was going to be born. Of course, they told him that it was going to be in Bethlehem, and he at once turned his gaze upon that little town of Bethlehem. Herod, looking out over Bethlehem from his mountaintop palace, would he kill is the question to ensure his throne. After all, they're speaking about a newborn king, a king of Israel, which was where he was. He was the king over this territory. The question now becomes, would Herod kill to ensure his throne? He secretly calls upon the Magi to spy. However, they turned a blind eye. When they found out what was happening, the angel of the Lord came to them and revealed to them what Herod's plans were. They turned and went another way. They turned that blind eye. When Herod learned that he had been tricked, he became enraged with intent to kill. He had no other way of finding this child that was a threat to his throne. So he would make a simple declaration. I want everyone that every boy, every male child born that is 2 years and younger, I want those children, those male boys, I want them destroyed. He had all of them in Bethlehem and the surrounding towns killed. What I want to tell you this morning is simply this. Herod should not have missed Christmas. It was there in his territory. It was at his palace's doorstep. He should not have missed the Christ child. It was under his gaze that Jesus was born. You know, looking and applying these two thoughts, the Grinch and how Dr. Seuss did what he did with that story, and looking at Scripture and how Herod fits into that role. The Grinch thought he could steal Christmas, but Herod thought he could kill it. Both were wrong. Both of them were wrong. Only one, King Herod, he was the only one that missed Christmas. He missed the very first Christmas. I find it interesting that the Grinch's heart grew two sizes bigger. Well, it was two sizes smaller, but as he stood there and he was holding their hands and he came to a conclusion. He thought by stealing their presents away, what would happen? That they would miss Christmas. But even without their presence, they gathered around all the Who's in Whoville and began to sing their songs of Christmas joy. And something happened to the Grinch. And I believe his heart grew larger that day because of the spirit of Christmas that was there in Whoville. Now, I know what you're thinking. Casey, why are you talking about Whoville? It's not even a real place. Isn't it? Isn't Whoville Tallapoosa? I dare to say that Whoville was Israel that first Christmas morning. I dare say that Herod, as he looked out, he did not know what he missed. I wonder what happens to a heart that is moved to see Jesus. Herod's did not. His heart was not moved. His heart was intent to kill because Jesus was a liability. There was a liability to his throne. And he was not going to allow this child to be born under his reign only to supersede him and take his kingdom. I wonder how many of us, I wonder how many people today will not let Jesus be Lord of their life. Because that's actually what was going on here with Herod. There could only be one Lord. It's me. When you felt the Lord knocking on your heart's door, the Lord and the Holy Spirit dealing with your life, what have you been tempted to do? Have you been tempted to ignore it? Have you been tempted to just turn your back upon that still small voice? In doing so, I see Herod. For that's what Herod did. You're not going to take control of my life. I am going to control my life. Today, I believe that we, as people, we live atop a mountaintop of evidence. Of evidence through archaeology, through handed down passages and such as the Scriptures. We sit and live atop a mountain of evidence and knowledge concerning Jesus Christ, who He was and why He came. We stand upon this precipice looking over the land, having gained this knowledge, just like Herod, I wonder what we will do with it. I wonder what we will do with the knowledge of the mountain of knowledge that we set upon. Today there are people who believe Jesus threatens their throne. There are people like Herod who would rather kill Jesus than embrace Him as their Lord. I simply have one question. Will you be the person who misses Christ this season? Herod was. Herod missed the whole point of what was occurring in his territory. A heart moved by the true spirit of Christmas will allow you to see Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. You know, as we come down and we're going to begin transitioning into our Lord's Supper, you're turning into your hymnals to page 320. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Here's what I ask you to do. It's a simple sermon. There's not much in it this morning other than a comparison between the Grinch and Herod. One wanted to steal Christmas, the other wanted to kill Christmas. The Grinch did find that Christmas spirit. I don't think Herod ever did. For those of you who have chosen Jesus as your Lord, I want to invite you to join with me in remembering Jesus through the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. For anyone here who has not chosen Jesus as your Lord, allowed Him to have that reign over your life by submitting your will to His. If you're here and you're that person, I simply ask you to look and watch what we're about to do. We do not want you to miss Christ as did Herod. We want you to understand why we have chosen Jesus as Lord. I want you to watch and ask yourself, why am I refusing Jesus? The mountain of evidence is compelling. Both men and women have given their lives for the good news that Jesus is Lord. As we remember Christ this Christmas, it is my hope and prayer that you, though you may be like the Grinch, that you will find the true spirit of Christmas and Jesus as your Lord. Would you stand with us?